Parsha Simbol, Rosh Hashanah, on top it says Nitzavim, page 106, midway through the second column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe was explaining that all the months of the year called Chodesh Hashanah Tishrei is called Tikkun B'Chodesh Sheifad, and he says, why is it called Reish and not Tchila? Because it includes within it every single part, just like the head includes every single part of the body. So the same thing, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, include the entire head. And he said, so it is in Elam Shana and Nefesh, time, place, and person. Okay, so on every month is a Chayis Prati, a detailed life for that particular month. Rosh Hashanah is for the entire year. And he said that this level of Gilui, from infinite Elokus to come into the level of world, has to be through Tzimtzum. Malchuscha, Malchus Kol Elamim. Okay? So it has to be Dafka from the level of Malchus. Okay, we're in the middle of the second column. These two lines we learned, but we'll start from here. Vinei Tzimtzum Zed, this concealment of Elokus, that Hashem hides himself in the world in order to create a limited world, Eina Elagabi Elamis, is only as far as we're concerned. Aval Gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as far as Hashem himself is concerned, ain't shum shini chas v'sholim. There's no change if there is or isn't a world. Kamesha Kotzer, like the Pasuk says, Gam Cheshach L'yachshich, that even darkness doesn't darken you, Hashem. Ato Rishin V'ato Achon Yekula Kamei Kuli Choshim. Nothing basically exists. So if nothing exists, Hashem doesn't change if there is or isn't. So therefore, the whole concept of Tzimtzum is only for us. And he's called, Hashem is called the exalted king. That just like Hashem was at the beginning, that the only thing that existed was Hashem. And this, that Malchus is revealed in order to limit in Tzimtzum, to create worlds, is like it says, Hashem Moloch, Geus Lavesh and Islav Shebulavush Geus. Hashem puts on his, so to speak, his royal garments, his Melech Shmei Nikra, that he should be called king. Shekach Olibit Sainiz Baruch, so it enters Hashem will. Lahalu Malahasta Ebeshef Ein Zob Baruch, to conceal himself. That a world should be able to exist in the lower levels, to the extent that even this physical low klipadika world, that a person should be there, that there should darkness should be transformed to light. To have the advantage of light that comes from dark. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining why in the world did Hashem do this tzimtzum, which for him is nothing, non-existent basically. But it's only a tzimtzum as far as we're concerned, because he wanted to create the physical world, and he wanted that this world should be the dwelling place of a person, to transform darkness into light. And he says, Umau tachlis. What is the purpose of the advantage of the light that comes from darkness? This is something which is completely illogical. In other words, practically speaking, Hashem by definition is ultimate perfection. So now Hashem makes tzimtzum that there should be Yiri the Tzerech Aliyah. L'cheira, what does Hashem gain from this? L'cheira, absolutely nothing. Because there's no logic why Hashem should lower himself to go back up, even though it becomes greater than before. But as far as Hashem is concerned, there's no difference. Yes world, no world. And Hashem is perfect whether there is or isn't an Aliyah, Yerida, all totally irrelevant. So the question is, obviously, this concept of Hashem creating world is completely illogical. It's Nisava Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the Alter Rebbe said in Tanya. You can't ask a question on the Taiva. He said, Nikah B'Zayat. And in Zayat is called, B'reish Horminisa de Malka, at the beginning of the will of the king. Meaning, there's no logic in why Hashem created the world. Because Hashem doesn't get anything from it, because number one, as far as Hashem is concerned, world doesn't exist anyway. So the whole Yerida and Cheshech and Ard that comes from Cheshech and Yerida Aliyah has nothing to do with Hashem. And Hashem, secondly, is by definition perfect. So why in the world is Hashem doing this? There's only one answer. Above Seichel. Doesn't make sense. Huh? Yeah. Vinei Tchilas Abriya Ba'ilimis. Now, L'cheira, in order to have Yeriya Tzairach Aliyah, obviously it's through us doing Torah Mitzvahs. L'cheira, when Hashem created the world, there were no Jews yet to do Torah Mitzvahs. So what basically kept Hashem existing in the world that he made it? There's nobody keeping him here. And in fact, the Pasuk itself says at the beginning of creation, Va'adam ayin laved adamet. There was no person to work the land.
See, we learned that there were Jews even before the world was created.
Yeah, but they weren't doing Torah Mitzvahs yet. Hashem saw they will be doing Torah Mitzvahs. But the Pearl, basically, until Rosh Hashanah, or for that matter, more so, until creation, until Matan Torah, there was no, so he says, in the ultimate chesed, without doing it because of the Jews Aveda, like the Pasuk says, the world was created with chesed. Okay? In other words, until Yidden, Rosh Hashanah, or Matan Torah, whichever one will explain this, the world was created out of chesed. Avol mi'od v'hola, but after the Aveda sa'odom, in Yam Shach, Esrat and Zem, Toli b'maisa techtein, is dependent on us. Now, when do we bring down the primary will of Hashem to be in the world? Is Rosh Hashanah. Shabbat is Chachas, Achai is Kloli, Shalashana Abba, which, like it says, Reish Hashanah, that I've explained before. That Reish is the head, which includes within it all the days of the year. So, therefore, when does the general Chayas of Hashem come into the world? On Rosh Hashanah. Then every month it comes into the details for that month, and every day it comes into the details of that day. So he says, I'm shocked it's a chayis kolos shara, because the chayis from the previous year, who bechinis is talkus betchilis rel Rosh Hashanah, like we discussed already, that, and when Rosh Hashanah comes in at night, the kedusha, the chayis of Elokus from the previous year, leaves. It comes back, Shefa, Musaf, those things. L'chein, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah is also called the Day of Judgment. Shebeidon, in Asadam, Amaisis, Sha'avro. Bishanah, Sha'avro, Hashem judges us. Okay, he says, okay, I'm leaving. Let me see, based on what you did last year, let me see if I should come back or not. In order to have this new chayis coming down, and as Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, greater than the year before, there's many prosecutions against the Jew, if the Jew is befitting to have this will of Hashem, begili malchusi is barich. So now, Rosh Hashanah basic, what's the Yom HaDin? The Yom HaDin, Hashem says, listen, I'm checking out. You want me to come back? Let me see if the contract is good, based on what you did the previous year. Because of the many throwing off the yoke, meaning all the Averis we do. That we don't really accept the yoke of Hashem. Only in designated, you know, every so often. Every so often we think about, you know, there's a God in the world. But the rest of the day, everybody is dealing with his own thoughts about Gashmi's eating and sleeping and business and money and cars and new clothing and everything else. And especially, every person according to his own level, meaning from a tzaddik is demanded a higher level of sur meira and asei teiv than it is from us. From a religious person, more is demanded from them in Torah mitzvahs than a person who grew up ignorant of Torah mitzvahs. Every person according to his own level. Huh? Yeah, for him it's we do much worse things than that. She actually has some shachas rotzim. Begili malchus yisbaruch hazal. The Rebbe says like this: you can't have the revelation of the new chayis from Hashem if there's no bittul, if there's no kabbalah seil, if there's prikasil lemat meachashem mikabel elah malchus yisbaruch beratzim. If you willingly don't accept Hashem, there's no way Hashem could come down. Okay, skip to the next page, four lines in the top. This is what it says. Hashem supports all the people that fall. Because everybody's eyes are looking to Hashem. And to get the food. And the sustenance. What a person really wants, the pasuk says, "Sheyoyer Hashem b'libei, liyes mekabel all of malchus el malchus shemayim b'aver v'rotzi." The Rebbe says like this: malchus chamalchus kol elamim. Okay, then nun. There's no nun in Asher. Same Hashem l'chol aneiflim, because we fall, we go down. You know, prikosel. Nevertheless, Hashem supports us. Why? Because ein echel alachi sabeiro. Because really, in the premiers, we do look out for Hashem. We do want ruchnias. By days and through this, b'seach as yadecha. He's going to push it the four psukim of Ashrei in the sequence of the psukim. Then it comes, b'seach as yadecha, open up your hand. Umaspil l'chol chayrotzen, to willingly give and support everybody, shebachinus rotzen ha'elyon, legilui malchus, which is the will of malchus. Umaspil l'chol chay, through the psichus of Yudin, ki at es yadecha, ele yedecha. Okay, the Yud, whatever, this is Kabbalah. V'nim shechli es tzaddik Hashem b'chol drocha. And then Hashem becomes a tzaddik that shines b'chol ma'isav, shafilu b'chol ma'isav, that even in the level of action, asiyah ma'isav, shul b'chinas asiyah gashmiz, yom shech v'yispashit b'chinas chosid. Tzadik Hashem b'chol drach, v'chosid b'chol ma'isav, that even in the level of ma'isav, which is action, which is the lowest, is still the level of chesed, chosid b'chol ma'isav. Okay, so he says, so bottom line is like this. In order for Hashem to come into the world, it's completely illogical. But this is what he wants. In order for him to come into the world, he needs to see that we want him. It has to be willing. Hashem's not a dictator. Hashem says, you want me? I'm here. You don't want me? Goodbye. Either you accept me or don't accept me. I'm fine. You know, you didn't hire me, you can't fire me, Hashem says. You want me, I'll come. You don't want me? I don't need your panosa, you know, and I don't need, I'm good without you. So Hashem says, so therefore, Rosh Hashanah at night, Hashem checks out of the world. And Hashem looks into the Yom HaDin, what happened last year, and Hashem gives us some credit, you know, a lot of credit. And then, so Hashem comes down again. So he says, it's like the Friedrich Rebbe said, well, we have Simchas Torah called Hakafas. Hakafa literally means a circle. Because Simchas Torah, you dance in circles. You dance with the Torah around the bima, it circles. But the Friedrich Rebbe says, the word hakafa in Hebrew also means credit. What happens by hakafis? Hashem gives us credit for the year. You know, even though we didn't pay up the previous year's debt of Torah mitzvahs, he gives credit for the next year anyway. He's a good loan department, so to speak. Huh? All the penny. Listen, if they eventually end up with 10 million pennies, it's half decent. What?
It's quality, not quantity. But anyway.
Quality of what? Pennies?
Close to today's Nabai. The Hashem Tov teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world
constantly.
Every second. And if we do,
so if God leaves, how does the world exist? Very good question. Chassidus asked that question. Chassidus answers, I don't remember which one's now which, but the Pnimis Chayis leaves and the Chitzenius Chayis comes. Internal leaves, the external leaves. So the world then lives from the external. The problem is, Chassidus asked, Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, because on Shabbos it says the Chitzenius of the world leaves and the Pnimis stays. So now you have Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, so the Pnimius is missing and the Chitzenius is missing. So Chassidus asks, so how does the world exist, Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? So what do you think Chassidus does? There's Pnimius of the Chitzenius and Chitzenius of the Pnimius and the Pnimius. The world exists, don't worry about it. But Chassidus asks that question. If Hashem leaves Rosh Hashanah night and there has to be continuous creation, what keeps the world going until Shefer? What keeps the world going until Shefer? Yeah, you can sponsor the class.
Thank you.
Class sponsored by Avraham Aradian. Shkoyach. Okay. Let's go. V'nei haderech l'amshach esratzon elyon baruch hu. The way to bring down willingly this will of Hashem, this Elias Kiyam Elimus Visavis Elimus, who Bechoshana, a whole year, how do we bring down this Gili of Elokus? Through Asa Kateir of Amitsis. Shehem Heim Nitzayni Vachach Masi Yizbarach, the will of Hashem. By the way, this explains, I mean, very briefly, the Keli for Elokus to come down normal is Torah Mitzvahs. Then when Jews do Torah mitzvahs, they're in Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha, Revelations, everything is good. When the Jews stop doing Torah mitzvahs, it's called Mipnei Chatoenu, Golinu Me'artzenu, because of our avodas, we're driven out of the land, so we're in Golos. What happens in Golos? The Jews are at the bottom, the Goyim on top. Dark things are light, light things are dark. You know, it's all messed up, basically. It's a messed up Golos. Means a messed up world. Why is Golos a messed up world? It's very simple, because there's no Keli for it. There's no Keli for the Elokus. There's no vessel to have the Hamshach. So therefore, it comes from Makif, and Goyim get better than the Jews in Makif. Bottom line of it. That's the whole problem. What do you think? God needs